Last week, a federal judge in Little Rock struck down much of a new law enacted last year, titled the Arkansas Human Heartbeat Protection Act. That law prevented licensed doctors from performing an abortion in most cases after 12 weeks of pregnancy. While last week's order from the federal bench struck down much of the law as unconstitutional, some on both sides of the abortion debate aren't entirely pleased with the outcome. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis explains.
At the heart of the complaint brought by Lewis Edwards, a Little Rock obstetrician and gynecologist, is the idea that the 12-week ban on abortions is unconstitutional. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Center for Reproductive Rights helped challenge the law, and Bettina Brownstein is a cooperating attorney with the ACLU of Arkansas.
The ACLU's position is for choice, you know, freedom of choice for women to have an abortion. That it's a decision that the government should not be involved in. Second of all, the 12-week ban is clearly unconstitutional under a long line of cases starting with Roe v. Wade. No question that it's unconstitutional. And, those are the reasons we were against it.
But as Jerry Cox, president of the Arkansas Family Council and a publicly avowed supporter of the pro-life movement, noted, Judge Weber didn't strike down all of the provisions in the law.
The judge did look at some other provisions in the bill that require the abortion doctor to do an ultrasound, that requires the abortion doctor to tell the woman that the baby has a heartbeat, and to do this in writing, and to estimate the gestational age of the unborn child and tell the woman the likelihood of that child surviving to term and being born healthy. And so it does require some informed consent.
Still yet, Bettina Brownstein of the ACLU says that Judge Weber's ruling took the teeth out of the law.
The main thrust of the law was overturned, the ban, which is by far the most important aspect of this legislation, and was the clear intent of the sponsors was to ban abortion after 12 weeks.
But that doesn't mean that Brownstein or other pro-choice supporters are completely pleased with the ruling that left parts of the Heartbeat Protection Act intact.
It's another burden. The government is mandating how medicine is practiced. I don't understand why people think the government should be involved in medical decisions between a doctor and a patient, for the doctor to make the appropriate choice in the best medical interests of the patient.
Yet Jerry Cox of the Arkansas Family Council counters that the government got itself into the debate over abortion.
The government landed squarely in the middle of abortion in 1973 when the court passed the Roe v. Wade decision and when the court passed the Doe v. Bolton decision. Up to that point, every state was free to make its own abortion laws. It had been that way ever since the country was founded. And the court decided to jump right in the middle of that when they passed those rulings back in 1973, and they've been in the middle of it ever since.
However, Bettina Brownstein says that passing laws like the Heartbeat Protection Act that run counter to Roe versus Wade is a futile effort.
They're just costing the state needless expense, because certainly we seek attorney fees and goes into the coffers of the ACLU. Needless expense, it's a useless exercise.
She says that she's not yet sure what the next course of action in the case will be.
If the state appeals, it's possible we will cross appeal on the provisions that were allowed to stand. At this point, it's too early to say.
Meanwhile, Jerry Cox says that while an appeal by the state's attorney general would be one possible course of action, another lies in looking at the guidance issued in Judge Weber's ruling and taking those lessons forward into new legislation.
The legislature will be in session in January of next year, and there will be an opportunity for lawmakers to pass some legislation that hopefully will help women make the better choice. Decide not to abort their baby, decide to put the baby up for adoption or keep the baby. And there are bills that can be drafted and put forth that will help women with that crisis pregnancy.
He pointed to laws passed in Texas and Louisiana that are centered on the notion of requiring informed consent before an abortion is performed, and although the remaining portion of Arkansas's Heartbeat Protection Act accomplishes the informed consent to some degree, Cox said he believes the state could go further with more legislation. But whether legislators agree will be up to the next General Assembly, to be elected this fall and set to convene in roughly 10 months' time. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.